Best. Docs.
Button MS available. Your call is with button. Button button out of list. Type your mouth of it. Land. Land.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Okay, I guess.
Doing alright? Okay. How has this past week been for you? Since I've talked.
I don't know. Just depressed.
Why? And why is that? What's going on?
Just everybody just not respecting me.
Okay.
Like, nobody is respecting me, and nobody wants to, like, respect me and, you know, respect, you know, the first time I say something should be the automatic respect of this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to do, and the other person should not be intervening and say, hey, let him talk to me alone. You don't have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like happened today, and I got mad today, and I went off the deep end, as things say. Because people were saying, because I wanted to talk to my friend Joseph that does the radio stuff with me alone, and I made a whoopsie. And it was embarrassing. Because I got distracted talking to my mom yesterday and I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. And I was just chugging along, copying stuff over, and I made an embarrassing whoopsie. And I didn't want to tell the whole world. So I just wanted to talk to him privately and have him help me label the stuff. So that way, all I'd have to do is just, you know, people are just not respecting me, and I just don't like it. And I just feel like they're not respecting me because they know that they can get away with it. And I told them as much, and I was like, even my one friend Matt, who goes up there, was like, are you okay? You don't sound normal. I'm like, I'm upset right now. Like, she's trying to rule this server, and I don't like it. She's trying to say that Joseph can't go on a private channel with me because she wants to know what's going on. And then she was like, oh, well, I'm not going to tell my mom this time. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I don't want to tell you because I'm embarrassed about what I did. I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have done that. I know I should. And now I know. I was tired, and I couldn't sleep last night because of the hot weather. And now I know what I did, and it's fixed now, but people are just jumping down my throat because of it. I just don't know why. Like, and I talked, and I'm gonna talk to Kevin after this, and then I'm gonna talk to this guy named Matt, tell him what happened, because he seems to be the only one that can get through this girl. Because she's thinking that this is all fantasy, this is all romance, and this is all lovey-dovey land. And she's all over there calling Joseph a lovey and whatever else, and it's like she's not going to ever meet the guy. She lives in Ohio, and he lives in Chicago, Illinois. I mean, that's close enough, but her mom's like an old granny who can barely walk and barely drive places, who's not going to want to drive 3 hours away to go visit somebody that she doesn't even know. And she keeps on taking Joseph away from his friends. I'm having people constantly ask me, where's Joseph been? Why hasn't Joseph been around? I'm like, because Sarah's keeping him a virtual prisoner. And, like, I can't even talk to him for a second without Sarah interrupting and stuff. It's getting annoying. And he had to speak up and was like, listen. And he calls me the party boy because I'm at my program all the time. He's like, listen to me. He's like, listen, the party boy needs to talk to me alone. I don't mean to be a whatever, but you need to accept it and move on. No, me and the party boy will be right back. We went to a private channel and it was fine, but he should not have to be stepping in and telling her that. If I say I want to talk to him privately, I want to talk to him privately. I should have the right to. That's part of the American constitutional rights. I don't know about that, but I, as an American, I should have the right to talk to somebody privately if I want to talk to them privately.
Mm-hmm.
And she was arguing about that. And I'm like, and I felt bad for him having to step in. She should just accept it. She can live with it. She can live without her precious Joseph for a second. Long enough for him to talk to me for about 15 seconds while we go over show stuff. I'm not going to be here next week. So if something goes wrong, I can't do crap. I'm going to be busy at camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving on Saturday. So getting frustrated over this and other stuff that's been going on.
Okay. I can see that's really frustrating. Why that would be frustrating for you. Was there anything that, have you been able to talk to anyone else about this? Like anyone else in the Black community at all?
No.
Because
it happened, like, this morning.
Okay.
So, and I was like, I'll call you later, Matt, when I get home. But I haven't gotten a chance to call him because we just got done with Phil, like, in half an hour ago. Or 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, whatever. So, I haven't had a chance to do anything. So, I'm going to talk to Matt when I get off of here and Kevin and possibly the server owner and let them know that, listen, she's scaring people away by doing this. They can't even have time with Joseph because she's always up their butt or up his butt.
Right.
Calling him sweetheart, man. She's just, like, it's annoying. Like, she just And I've had a really bad day as it was before this happened. So I was like, I'm done with this whole thing. You know what? And Joseph had to speak up and say, listen, like, I felt bad for him having to speak up because she should just accept it. She's scaring everybody away.
Do you think that there's anything that you can do for this situation?
But she's like taking my friend away from me. I feel like that Joseph hardly never talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, another thing that bothers me, whenever I come on there, she growls at me. She growls when I come on. She goes, ugh, whenever I come on. And that's really annoying. Because I come on to talk to Joseph. I don't come on and talk to her. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here. Not here now? Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, that's a little bit better.
New notification from Google Chrome. 3 new winners just announced. Are you on the...
So, do you think maybe possibly talking to Sarah about like how you're feeling might be helpful?
I tried that.
Okay. And what did
she
say?
She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, there's only so many times that people can accept sorry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
like, she's done this multiple times. Whenever I come on, it's almost every day. I go on there to give Joseph my shows and to tell him what order I want him in for when he has to merge them.
Right.
And it's like, I just don't know what to do, man. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm... little, I mean, okay, I know what to do. I know what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
But it's just going to cause more drama if I do it, because I want her to get off the server for a few days and take a break from Joseph and get, let him spend time with his friends that have been asking, coming to me, asking me where he's at. They don't want to go on Ron's server because Joseph or Sarah's too... they don't like her. They don't like Sarah. They don't like what she does with him. They don't like that she's faking being his girlfriend, which she's really not, because I never met before. And just, like, stuff like that, like, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. At this point, I'm just like, I'm about to leave that. I mean, I don't want to leave that server because that's the only server I can go on to give Joseph my shows. That he could go on without having to open up a second instance of Team Talk just to go on a server. And then there's two different conversations going on. One on the server that me and him are on talking to Kevin, and another conversation on there. If somebody happens to come on Ron's server, there's three different conversations going on.
Three
notifications. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what am I supposed to, like, I don't know what to do. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Just this morning, just top the cake with everything else that's going on in the whole my life. It's just, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what are your options here?
I'm gonna talk to Matt.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if we can conference Ron in.
Three notifications. YouTube.
Cause something has to break. Cause here's the thing, that's Ron's server. Ron put that server up so we can have fun. And we're not having fun by listening to Joseph and Sarah having sex talk. Oh, I love you, honey. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ina and all this crap that they do. Like, and it's Sarah mm-hmm. that's doing it. Joseph just goes along to please her.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Is there another way that you can talk to Joseph besides that server?
Not without him opening up a second instance and having Sarah hear everything that I'm saying through his headset.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to talk to Joseph alone. It's for time and Joseph alone.
Four notifications.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube now. YouTube. Red Circle. Watch Live now. CNBC Television. Live. Press Secretary Jean Pierre. Doctor. Just be.
So there's no way that. 5522. Attachment. You can talk to Joseph without Sarah listening in. Is what you're saying?
No, because then she'll get all antsy and keep on checking her watch, and she'll get all emotional if Joseph leaves the server. She gets all emotional when he goes to take a shower. She's clingy. Mm. She's like, she needs him every 24/7. They even sleep together on Team Talk.
Mm. Okay.
And Joseph's already been convicted of a felony. He's on the public list for the defender or offender or whatever the thing is.
And why is that?
He did something to a girl a long time ago, and she was a minor. He went to jail for it. So now he's like a sex offender.
Okay.
So, yeah. And if the law, and if the state catches him doing that, they're gonna put him behind bars even longer than we did before.
Well, I mean, it seems like, and I know that's really frustrating, but it seems like you only have a couple options here, right? And it's going to be more about, one, either trying to do, like you said, talk to Matt, talk to Ron, right? And try to figure out maybe if there's a way that she can either, like, she can get off the server, like take a break, or somehow get it so that she's not, like, get on a different server that she's not on. So trying to find out that way, or just accept that, you know, she's going to be on the server and try to deal with it.
Yeah, I've dealt with it so long. It came to the point where, at one point, everybody was blaming me for her actions, and then it was Matt who realized that it wasn't all my fault. None of it was my fault. It was all her fault. But the whole people leaving the server and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because she keeps on bringing up the whole sex thing and keeps on saying, oh, good one, every time he farts and stuff. He just, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, and especially me being on speaker, it's because my headphones are not working currently.
Right.
At the program, I cannot be here having that.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to give him my shows, so.
Well, I think it's hard too, because it's like, and I know it's frustrating, but you know, we're not always going to get what we want, and that's part of what,
but,
like,
but here's the thing, the program got involved today because they were hearing what was going on through the speakers. That's why we need to get this stopped.
So
we
how
need to
they
get her to not do that, because the program got involved. They said something to me.
What did they say?
They said, oh, you know, what's going on online? You know, you seem like you're hanging out with shady characters who do weird things. You know, they're like, Joseph's fine, but she's not. They literally said that. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, so did they do anything, or did they just say that?
They just said that, and then they told me to turn off my computer. I couldn't go on there. Because of what they were doing. What she was doing, rather. Because they saw me crying, and they're like, what's the matter? Because I was literally frustrated to the point where I literally cried, because she was not letting me talk to him alone. It took him 6 tries to get her to shut up and let me go. Let us go.
Mm-hmm. And then she finally did let you talk to him alone for a little
while? Yes.
I wonder if there's like a schedule that you can come up with for you often, even if it's just for a little bit alone.
Huh?
I wonder if there's a way that you can work with her to come up with a way where, you know, you can talk with them alone for a little bit, and then she can come in later on. So it's kind of like a compromise.
We've tried that, but she's so clingy, she can't even let Joseph, but he has to take his headset in the bathroom with him to even get a shower.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to the point where everybody has left Ron's server because of her.
Does Joseph say that he like wants to not be... Like, what does Joseph think about this?
Joseph doesn't want it. He's had it with her. I don't know. I mean, Joseph's... He wants her to stop, too, I think. I think he wants her to stop what she's doing, but she's not stopping. She's gotten to the point where she's even disrespecting her mom. And, like, grumbling every time her mom calls her. And, like, whatever. So, yeah, like, that's what's going on. Like, that's...
Now, has he told her? Like, have you heard him tell him to stop?
Yes, I've heard her. He's like, dude, you know, if I'm gonna go, I gotta go. Like, that's what he basically said today. He's like, if Aaron wants to talk to me alone, he's talking to me alone. There's no getting around it.
Mm-hmm.
And she started grumbling and crying and stuff. And he's like, tough toenails, goodbye. And left. And I left too. And we went over to my channel.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like that's what needs to be done. I feel like it's not so much anything you can do, more about he needs to be the one to do it because it's his, you know, girlfriend.
Right.
So,
I get it, but it just annoys me that she, every time I come on there, she growls. Every time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I only want him and Matt, Joseph and Matt, call me Party Boy, not her. Because she says it in a sexy way. She goes, hey, Party Boy. I don't like that. She's not my girlfriend. She never will be. So why is she doing that? Like, because they call me the Party Boy because I'm on the replay. I don't want her calling me the Party Boy. And I told her time and time and time again, I don't want her calling me the Party Boy.
Mm-hmm. I know that that's frustrating, but I think that you kind of have only an option of, you know, one, having Joseph try to, you know, figure it out. Like, he needs to be one to figure out if, you know, to talk to you alone, right? I mean, you don't really have a say in that. That's kind of hard, right? And the second thing is, if you don't want to talk to her, you know, it's going to have to be maybe not going up on the server sometimes to deal with her, because if she's on there, you know, there's only so much you can do. Maybe picking and choosing, you know, when to go up, maybe when to not go up. That can be helpful. Maybe sometimes it'll be good to get a break. I'm not saying all the time. Maybe sometimes
it'll be good. I'm going to talk to Matt, too, and see what he can do.
Right, and I think that's a great idea. I think talking to Matt would be a good idea as well. Okay, so, you know, just sometimes we have to try to, you know, think about them more realistically and say, hey, like, I know this is what I want, and I know it hurts, but I have to, you know, try to figure out what's going to be the best to compromise, at least, because I'm probably not going to get what I want, but, you know, I want to try my best to at least figure out ways to be able to still talk to Joseph, try to talk to him alone, maybe not all the time, or maybe, you know, not, you know, maybe have Sarah be in on it sometimes.
Yeah, but she always chimes in and starts grumbling whenever I do. That's why I don't like talking to her about show stuff, because she always grumbles and say, oh, that's too much work for Joseph. Why are you making him do all that work?
Right. And I mean more so with that, like, that may be when, maybe picking and choosing when to, you know, go up on the server when she's there, and sometimes because it sounds like being with her too much is causing more distress for you. You know, so if she obviously can't control what she does, but you can control what you do.
Right.
Maybe sometimes it's, I know it stinks, but sometimes maybe it's just not going up on that server all the time. And definitely talk to Matt, see what his thoughts are, okay? So if you can do anything.
Yeah.
Was there anything else before we go? Any other bombs or updates on anything besides that one?
Laura thing.
Laura, okay. The same situation or a different one from last time?
The same one.
Okay.
And then there's another one too. It's just like, wow.
Okay. We're having to deal with.
Hmm?
We're having to deal with her and.
Yeah, and then deal with Sarah and then deal with Mabel and then deal with everything else. And it's like. I'm sorry, but she's just. Yeah. I understand our situation. I understand Laura's situation with her cousin's boyfriend or whatever, but isn't then you need to be honest with the owner and tell you know, tell him that you cannot take the job and you need to resign till you can get this situation fixed and not keep trying to do stuff. And then stop in the middle of it and get yelled at every day by your cousin's boyfriend. Like, she doesn't stop. She hasn't rested since the whole Sean Coughlin last year thing, the whole July 5th thing last year. Mm-hmm. She's been going and going and going and going. It's like, jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that's just Laura. Yeah.
Well, I do have some news. I think that this is something we can get an update on Friday. I have some time on Friday this week to talk. If you would be good with that.
Awesome.
So, when you look at... There's a time at 10 o'clock on Friday.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll put you in there for 10, all right? And then... The last thing is just, I just want to briefly just go over your treatment plan. Once again, I know this is something that you just update every 6 months. Obviously, goals, we're continuing to work on pretty much the same goals. Is there anything in particular that, like anything new or anything different that you wanted to work on, or is everything pretty much the same? Yeah, I would agree. I think that we're continuing to kind of work on the same things. Not too much different, so let's, you know, continue to work on those goals. I'll just edit it a little bit, and then we can do the thing, like, as long as you're okay with it, if you just give me the permission, I can sign it.
Yeah.
Or I'll send it to you if you wanted to sign it.
Just do the permission. I'll just give you permission.
Okay. Okay, so let's do that. I have you in two, though, just so we have for next week as well, for next Monday at 4:30. That's Monday, August 2nd at 4:30, okay?
I'll be at camp.
Oh, you're going to be at camp then?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I get back on the 9th. So if you have any time on the 10th or 11th, or we can do next next Monday after. So that would be the 20th. I think on the 20th. Maybe. I get back on August 9th. So. Anytime after that.
So you definitely can't talk during camp?
I mean. I don't know what I mean. I guess put me in, and if I can't talk, we'll just move it to the next week.
Okay, that works. So
I guess just give me a call, and then, yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that. Yeah, I'll put you in for August 1st. At 4:30, and if for some reason you can't talk, we'll just reschedule for the week after. We can also do like telephone too. Like if you can't do docs, obviously we can do telephones. Like if for some reason you need to just call up on the phone, you can do that too.
That's fine.
Okay, that works. So let's just put you in. If there anything changes, you can just let me know. Okay. So when do you leave for camp?
Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Okay. Perfect. So yeah, let's talk. We'll talk on Friday at 10. And then I will put you in at on August 1st at 4:30. Just let me know if anything changes. Okay.
Okay.
Alright, sounds good. Alright, Aaron, we'll be for the rest of your week, and I will give you a call, or I'll see you on Doxy on Friday. Okay.
Okay. Friday at 10 a.m.
Friday at 10 a.m.
Alright.
Alright, Aaron, we'll take care of a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Top 3 MP3 recorder dialogue. Stop button. Feel stop.